You're listening to the audio production of For Love and Honor by Jody Headland, published by Zondervan and read by Haley Cresswell.
Chapter 1. Maidstone Castle, Hampton. April, in the year of our Lord, 1391.
You have 1 month to pay the debt, Captain Fox stated, his tone as rigid as the plate armor he wore. Or we will attack Maidstone and claim what you owe by force.
My backbone stiffened and pushed me to my full height.
Your master can't expect me to come up with the funds in 1 month. I need at least 2.
You get 1.
Fox's voice lowered into a menacing growl, revealing pointed incisors that seemed too sharp for any one man. My fingers automatically grazed the smooth, worn hilt of the arming sword that rarely left my side, even in the privacy of my home. At my reflex, Fox's gloved hand moved to his own sword. Although he'd removed his helmet, his face was dark in the scant light afforded by the 2 narrow glass-encased windows that graced one wall of the solar. No, his face was not only shadowed, it was decidedly hostile.
Lord Pitt has already waited 6 months.
Fox's gaze strayed to the silver candlesticks on the mantel above the large fireplace. Although the flames on the hearth blazed and popped, the warmth didn't touch me where I stood near my mother, who sat motionless in her chair. She hadn't spoken since the porter had ushered Captain Fox into the chamber. Instead, she held herself regally, with all the elegance and grace I fondly remembered about her from my infrequent visits over the years. Nevertheless, even if Mother appeared outwardly composed, I caught the tremor in her fingers where she gripped the heavy...